Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to our weekly Sunrise Project call, where it's always a safe space filled with love and compassion and our desire to heal ourselves and our families. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I am so happy this morning to have back with us Candace Washington. Candace has been with us 5 times, actually, since over the last couple of years. She started coming and joining us in 2024. She is amazing. You'll see in a moment what I mean by that. Let me tell you a little bit about Candace. She is the founder and CEO of Restorative Minds Therapeutic and Wellness Services. She's a mother, author, minister, board certified, licensed social worker, psychotherapist, production therapist, suicide survivor, and a United States Air Force veteran. Candace graduated from Bowie State University with a bachelor's degree in psychology and Howard University with a master's degree in social work. She has served as a commissioned officer in the United States Air Force, where she taught crisis management and intervention skills to over 42,000 military members and civilian employees. As a mental health consultant, she was named a national ambassador for NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, a phenomenal organization. Candace is known by her pen name, Candace Writes. She's author of Breathe, Rest, Reflect, Reset, a faith-based book that provides practical and spiritual healing strategies, and Woman of God, 60-day devotional. She's garnered notoriety as an in-demand licensed mental health professional and recently has been on Good Morning America with regular segments, I learned this morning. And she frequently speaks about faith, mental health, and her message of hope and restoration. She has two energetic sons, Bryson, who's 18, and Braxton, who's 7. And she's based in the Washington metropolitan area and Los Angeles. We'll hear about that in a moment, where she serves clients worldwide. We are so excited to have you back, Candace, this morning, where we're going to talk about radical freedom. The profound
Yes.
act of choosing yourself. Welcome, 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 and good morning. It's a pleasure to have you back.
Morning. It's such an honor to be back. So good morning and good morning to everybody. And thank you, as always, Kelly, for having me back. And thank all of you for choosing yourself and intentionally, carving out this time this morning for yourselves.
I'm so happy to have you. And you just light up the whole screen and make me smile. I'm thrilled to have you back, and I want to open up by you sharing like what's been going on in your life, because you have a lot of things going on. Can you share what's happening in your journey and what's been happening since last July when we last talked with you?
Yes, so much has, changed. And, I was sharing with you before the call, this is such an emotional, yet beautiful, yet radical, transformative season of my life.
Yes,
And
yes.
when I speak about that, is when you think about radical freedom and liberation, this is a season where I'm unapologetically choosing myself. And in choosing myself and choosing to be of service and choosing to step fully into my dreams, my aspirations, and my calling, is not just me choosing myself, but by me choosing myself, I'm choosing my family, I'm choosing my community, and I'm being of service. And I'm no longer practicing self-abandonment. I really am in a season where us as parents, as caregivers, realizing that truly we can have it all
We
and that we
can
can do all
have.
things.
Yes. And so talk about that. Like, how did you decide you're moving or have moved, in the middle of this major
I'm in
bifocal?
LA now, y'all. I'm in LA now.
This is amazing. What made you decide to take that journey and to choose, to choose yourself?
In order to share that, I have to go back because
Okay.
I know there may be some new, faces here that are not familiar with my story.
Yes.
And it took a while for me to get to a point of choosing myself. I'm 37 now, and I was telling someone, I think it was like 2 years ago, because I remember it was 35. I said, this is the first season of my life that I feel as though I'm no longer merely existing, but I'm living. I'm
Yes.
living. And, this past January was 6 years that I've been sober. And then I've been saying
Congratulations.
thank you from alcohol. And just in 2019, that version of myself couldn't see this because in 2019 was the third time I was battling suicidal ideation. At 16, that was the first time that I locked myself in my bathroom and, my parents' house and swallowed a whole bottle of pills,
Wow.
trying to take my life. At 26, while serving in the Air Force, battling alcoholism, battling sexual harassment in the Air Force, it was the second time that I attempted suicide. And through that, I was court ordered to go to a drug and alcohol treatment program. And I pause here to say, people say all the time, you don't look like someone that attempted to take their lives. You don't look like someone that battled alcoholism. And I say, what's the look?
Exactly.
What's
What's the
the
look?
look? And so to be 6 years free of alcohol, to be 6 years free of those suicidal thoughts, and knowing that life is worth living, that
Yes.
is why I have no choice but to radically choose myself. I have no choice but to be free. And in being free, we liberate others to be free.
That's right. That's
And
right. Oh my
in that
gosh.
journey, oh, go ahead.
Yes. I was going to ask you, what in this journey, what was the moment, the specific moment where you chose yourself? Do you remember what made you say enough 6 years ago?
Yeah, I was on my living room floor at that door right there. And I was, and if you don't know this about me, I'm very transparent, very vulnerable because I
Right.
believe transparency heals. And for people to see where I'm at now, they see me on Good Morning America and they see me traveling and doing all the things. I'm like, you have to know the story and the journey,
That's
right?
right.
Because I want people to know that you too can overcome whatever it is that you're facing right
That's
now,
right.
that you're experiencing right now.
That's right.
But I was at that door, and I remember I was heavily intoxicated. I had a plan, and I remember in that moment, I heard a voice because I received a picture from my ex-husband, and it was of my children. And Bryson and Braxton, they had the most gorgeous smiles in that picture. So happy. And there was a voice that said, "See, they'll be better off without you." And in that moment, I also heard a still voice that said, "If you make this decision, your pain ends, but their pain just begins."
That's right.
And in
That's
that
right.
moment, Kelly, that is when I said, I have to choose myself. I have to choose myself. And I think sometimes, we suffer in silence so that we can
Yes.
show up for others, but we're really
Always.
doing them a disservice. And I had to realize, I never forget, a substance abuse counselor said to me in the past, because I know pretty much all of us have heard this term, functioning alcoholics, functioning addicts.
Yes.
He said, if you have to take something to function, are you really functioning?
That's right.
So I realized I was still being of a disservice to my children. And I said, I have to choose me so that I can choose them. And
That's
that was the
right.
moment.
That
And
was
I've
the
been choosing
moment.
myself ever since. And has it
Ooh.
been easy? No. Have I had to redesign my whole life? Yes. Have I had to
Right.
implement boundaries? Yes, because I know what it feels like to be alive and not living.
Oh, yes.
So now I'm on the other side of that. And that's why this This topic is so timely because us as parents, as caregivers, as providers, however we, give of ourselves, we need that too.
We do. We have to keep our cups full, and you said that last time so
Yeah, the cup and the
beautifully.
saucer. Yeah, like we're the
Yes,
cup. We're the cup.
that's
And
right.
every person and everything that is attached to us is the saucer. They get the
That's
richness of
right.
our overflow.
Yes. If we choose ourselves, if we
Yeah.
really choose yourself. So many of us sometimes feel like it's a selfish thing to do. You know, choosing ourselves is selfish. And so how do we dismantle that notion of that myth of choosing ourselves, being selfish, and really choose knowing that choosing our own wellness is not a betrayal of our families?
I love the latter part of that question when you said it's not a betrayal.
That's
It's not a
right.
betrayal because it's in fact self-betrayal. It's
Right.
self-abandonment.
Right.
Because when you think about choosing yourselves, that's the greatest gift you can give those that are connected to you.
That's right. Think
So
more
it
on
starts
that.
with the mind. It really starts with the mind. It starts with the mindset of, I had to ask myself, who taught me that this was selfish? You have to go back down history, your history, and say, who taught me that this was a selfish act? Where's the origin
Right.
of it? Is it in my family? Is it in my bloodline? Is it in my community? Is it self-imposed? Who taught me that putting myself at the end of my list is selfish?
That's right.
So it starts with the mind of deprogramming. Deprogramming, reparenting yourself if it came, through your lineage of saying, hey, this may worked for my parents, this may worked for my grandparents, or they may have put on the mask. We talked about the mask before,
Oh, yes.
right? They may have
Yes.
put on the mask to show that it worked, but on the inside they were crumbling.
That's right. And historically, that's what our family, our
Yes.
parents did, is put the
Yes.
mask on, wipe the tears, get it together,
Yes. And then
and it's
put
going
it
to be
back on.
okay.
And it's going to be okay when they really wasn't okay.
Right.
So
I
it
tell
starts with the
people.
mind. Yeah, it starts with the mind and being able to say that this isn't selfish, that this is self-full, that this is self-preservation, that I have
Yes.
one body, I have one mind, one spirit, one heart, and each part of me needs to be individually cared for.
Yes.
So
I
once your
love that.
mindset shifts, your thoughts shift, your feelings shift, and then your
That's
behavior
right.
shifts. Your behavior
That's
starts to
right.
come into alignment with what it is that you're thinking. If I think that I'm worthy of creating this time without the children, if I think that I'm worthy of going on a vacation and just doing whatever it is that I want to do, right? If I think that I'm worthy of opening up this business, if I think I'm worthy of writing this book, if I think I'm worthy
That's
of
right.
this, my behavior, my lifestyle is going to come into alignment.
That's right.
But if
And
you
it's
don't
also
think that,
we have to think that we're worthy of creating a life that we love. We're worthy of that, and we're worthy of more, whatever that is. And so, because I can relate so much when you talk about when in your bio, talking about being a suicide survivor and
Yeah.
now 6 years sober, which is, it just makes me smile because at some point, and you said you were laying on the floor at the front door and you chose you. You said you had a choice at that point. I'm worthy of being whole and free, right?
And I know the opposite. I know the opposite of that too, because the more I sit in that, the more my memory just, different situations start to flood my mind. And on the opposite end of that, I know what it's like to choose myself in a harmful way too, right?
Oh,
And the
Say
reason I
more on
say
that.
that,
Say, yes, please
yeah,
go.
the reason I say that, even when I think about my sobriety journey, I had to have some tough moments with myself and looking in the mirror and say there were times where I never forget Bryson. He's 18 now, but he was, at that time, I remember I was just battling just a lot. And alcohol was where I went to mask my pain and numb myself and self-medicate. And I remember one night Bryson said, "Mommy, please don't drink that. It makes you sick." And in that moment, I, in a harmful way, chose myself because I'd rather have dealt with the physical implications of what alcohol was doing to my body than to deal with the pain within. Right? Now, when you talk about harm, that is me in a harmful way choosing myself over, right? My children. But now, again, it starts with the mind because I'm like, they're the happiest I've ever seen. I'm the happiest. There's freedom, there's liberation. But now they get to see the opposite of that, of what choosing yourself through healing looks like by blossoming, right?
Yes.
They see the other side of that. So I'm showing them now there's a better way to do this thing,
That's
right?
right.
So
That's right.
there's always a flip of the coin, right? And you have to choose
Yes.
what part of the coin you're going to, again, flip on and actually live that piece out. So I've been on
Yes.
both sides of it, but there's so much liberation here. And again, it's the redesign, as you mentioned it.
It's a remix, a re
Yes.
renewal, right? It's like if we
Yes.
choose the renewal, we can really bloom, but we have to start with choosing ourselves. I want to ask you, you said earlier that you believe in vulnerability, and I do too. I'm an open book.
Yeah.
I share, freely, probably sometimes. Well, my mother always says I talk too much, but I believe in sharing because I think that, we have to reveal it and we have to deal with it in order to heal. And so, how to you is vulnerability a strength? To those of us and many people on this call are always trying to just keep it together, hold it together, put on the mask. How is vulnerability a strength for you?
Self-assessment. I'm always self-assessing. Invulnerability looks like no longer suffering in silence. I can do it all. And I also know that I can't at times do it all at the same time alone. So I'm big on the courage of asking for help, right? And I've also adopted this theory called the four burner theory. In the four burner theory, it's more or less not looking at it from a balance standpoint, like a work-life balance, but it's looking at it from the standpoint of seasons. And me being vulnerable is looking at this four burner theory and being able to look at it from the standpoint, if you think about a stove, there's four burners on the stove. And even if you have all four, spots on the stove occupied. For me, right now, my four burners are my health and wellness. It's my children. It's my practice, my calling, my career, my faith. Those are my four burners right now, right? But the thing about this theory is knowing that not all four burners are going to be on high at the same time,
That's right.
right? Doesn't mean that they're not
Yes.
important. But it's shifting my mindset. And this is me being vulnerable of saying, like, what's important and what's urgent right now.
Right.
Right. And knowing for
Right.
me to operate well, something is going to have to be turned down. And that is a vulnerable thing because,
Yes.
especially like you said, I'm in LA right now. So I just moved to LA and I'm bi-coastal. I'm here in Maryland now. So I'm back and forth between Maryland and LA. And I shared this with you offline. My oldest son, like recently when I had to leave again, he said, "You're leaving again." And it was like, again, it just felt like a
Punch.
dagger through the heart. Yeah, punch. And I'm like, oh, like, and mom guilt came up. Right? Like, am I doing
Absolutely.
the wrong thing? Like, maybe I should be home more. Like, am I doing the wrong thing? Like, all of these thoughts just started, like, just coming in, and I got really emotional. And my youngest son, Braxton, who's 7, he said, "Bryson, she's leaving for us. You know, she's leaving for us." So knowing that he sees that what I'm doing is a service to the family, is a service to the community. But he said, "She's leaving for us." In those vulnerable moments, Those are those conversations, because it is uncomfortable, right? You
Yes.
know, we do struggle with guilt as parents sometimes, because
Yes.
my oldest, you know, diagnosed with intellectual disability, and in this move, I'm like, yeah, I'm moving, but I'm calling people in LA. I'm looking at speech and therapy programs, right? Language programs to get him, you know, services. So I also had to be vulnerable to say, I deserve grace in this. I deserve grace in this. So that is like my vulnerability of knowing that
Yes.
this is life can be beautiful and there can be you know, a space of discomfort, but it's how we again respond to that. So that four
Yes.
burner theory, it helps me mentally put things into to focus to say there's a lot of important things on my plate. But then there are some things that are
Yes.
urgent, and then there are some things that I have to turn down to be able to focus on this at a high speed right now. And
Yes.
again, being vulnerable to have the conversations, to be vulnerable to
Yes.
say, hey, I need help in this area. The vulnerability of saying no without explanation and not feeling guilty.
Yes.
So allowing your yes to be your yes and your no to be your no, because we know when it comes to us saying yes, we don't explain our yeses. We say yes. We don't have to explain our nos if we don't explain our yeses.
I
I mean,
love that. We don't have to explain our no's, and it can just be no. It
and
could
it
just be
just,
no. It can
yeah.
just be
So
no.
that puts me in a vulnerable space at times,
I
because
love
again,
that.
I'm not only deprogramming, you know, my own mindset around this radical honesty and this radical freedom, but it's also a domino effect to everyone that's connected to me, right? So now
Yes.
they're deprogramming at the same time that I'm deprogramming. And it does lead to a lot of vulnerability of like,
It
wow, I wish,
does.
you know, hearing my grandmother and, you know, other elders, I wish I was like, brave enough and courageous enough to just go and just to live my dreams and just do this and do that. And it's just like the Bible says it, we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. So in this season, pray for
Absolutely.
strength, pray for
That's
wisdom.
right.
But us as parents, we don't have to neglect ourselves in the sake of
That's right.
showing up for our children. But that is something that has to be unlearned, and it's a
It's a
radical practice and a
reprogramming.
radical shift.
It's a reprogramming. I love that. I love that. And that's our whole conversation around radical freedom, the profound act of choosing yourself, which is what you started doing 6 years ago. But this new journey, this big transformation that's happening right now, and your bicoastal situation is an example of that. Where you said, I'm choosing myself and I'm doing this for myself and my children, but it's really saying this is what needs to happen, right? And so I love that. So, give me some other examples of how we can, as parents, keep our cups full while we're normally constantly pouring out. Is that the whole notion of saying no,
Yeah,
learning to say no?
and also learning to say yes to yourself more. Also learning to say yes to yourself more. I think even from a practical standpoint, I tell, you know, my clients all the time, like you should see yourself in your calendar every day. You should see yourself in your calendar every day. We have, you
I
know,
love
the
that.
children's activities. We have the activities of our family and friends. We have work-related activities. We
That's
have
right.
all of these things on the calendar. Where are you in that?
I
And
love that.
it's taking baby steps, because as you take those steps, you'll naturally, organically come into the flow of coming back home to yourself even the more. Of asking yourself questions, even if it starts with journaling prompts of, what is it that I need today? Not
I
what
love
does my
that.
children need? What does my spouse need? What does my place of employment need? What do I need today? Does my mind need
That's
something? Does my mind
right.
need a reset? Does my body need rest? Do I need
Yes.
to socialize? Do I need to get out and get some vitamin D? What is it that I need today? And say yes to that quickly.
Yes.
Say yes quickly. Because then your mind will start to say, well, no, I got to do this, I got to do that. But
That's right.
knowing that, again, you need you too. So every
Yes.
single day, You should see yourself like I literally see Candace in my calendar, Candace time. And
That's
I
so
basket
good.
met unapologetically and blocking that off. And it's going to look different every day. But think about it like this, Kelly. Don't you pour out
Love
every day?
that every day, and I don't. My yes, I pour out every day for everybody, in my world. However, I don't always. I love this idea. I don't have a space on my calendar that says Kelly time. No, I love
We
that
squeeze it in.
idea. I
We
might
squeeze it
squeeze it
in.
in every now and then, but normally I have 10 things I have to do at the same time, all do, and like you were talking about earlier in that burner theory, which I think is great. Like everything can't always be on high,
Hi.
boiling. It needs to have some. I love that
Yes.
notion. Like the simmer,
Yes.
can be over there. And so for me, I tend to focus on the urgent, and not necessarily the important. The important is ourselves, and taking that time. I'm restating what you just said, just because I'm letting it sink in. Taking that time to lay down and take a nap, or to go for a walk, or versus my mind is saying, I gotta go to the grocery store, I gotta do this, I got 10 things I
We
have to
we're
do.
easily overstimulated.
Yes. So it's even just taking a day of rest, like Sunday, one day a week. But I love, so do you have a daily time where it's like, okay, 7 to 8 a.m., this is my Kansas time?
It looks different for me, if I'm honest. Well, I know the only consistent time I have, and I think I shared this before, is every night. My children know this. I create like a sauna in my room, my bathroom, every night, where at
Okay.
the end of my day, I just flush out everything that I don't need to carry in
I
the
love that.
next day with me. Right? I literally flush it out. I turn on the shower, make it as hot as I can in my bathroom. I light candles. I listen to soaking music, practice mindfulness, breath work, just to again recalibrate my body and ground my mind. Because again,
I
we
love
pour out
that.
so much. So I do something that really allows me to come back home to myself before I lay down and to
I
ground
love
myself.
that.
So that I'm prepared and ready for the next day. So that is something that is a non-negotiable for me. And that's something that we all should incorporate. Like, what are your non-negotiables?
That's
That's a
right.
non-negotiable for me as it pertains to finding a spot in my day every day. It's a
Love that.
non-negotiable. So if I'm not creating it for whatever reason during the day, at the end of the day, that's a non-negotiable for me, no matter where I'm at. I have to be able
Love
to
it.
detach from the world and go within my own.
I love that. Yes.
And then, every day it looks different, but I need that time to reset. And I realize that me placing God and I at the top of my list is not selfish because before we're mothers, before we're entrepreneurs, before we're wives, teachers, whatever it is that your gifts and talents are, before you're that, you're a human being.
That's right.
And that
That's
goes
right.
back to that mindset shift of before any of this, I'm Candace first, and it's not selfish. And I have to
Right.
say yes to me because at one point I wanted to say no.
That's right. Right.
So I have to say yes. So every day I say yes to myself and I look and I self-assess. And just like I'm assessing what everyone else around me needs, I can't afford to neglect myself. We can't afford
That's
to
right.
continue to practice self-abandonment. Like the world is heavy enough. Our
That's right.
world should be light. The world is heavy
Our
enough.
world.
It's so much going on. Like that's why I
That's
can't
right.
consume like the news. I know some of us watch the news all day long. I cannot because I take everything in. And I know that about
Yes.
myself because I spent so much time with myself.
That's right. I completely
Right?
agree.
But I know what allows and puts my nervous system in a place of feeling, dysregulated.
I love it.
So that's
I
why I'm
agree.
strong with my yes and no's.
Strong with your yes and no's, without full sentences and without apology. It's choosing you completely,
And
completely.
being liberated and no longer like, I'm also in the space of like no longer shrieking, like, and facing whatever fears we have, like, whatever you're like, I'm like waiting for everything to be perfect, or I need to do this before I take this step and this leap. Like, I realize that fear has a mouth, but it doesn't have legs.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, like it has a mouth, like our intrusive thoughts. You can't do this. You shouldn't do this. What are people going to think? Da 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 da. But once you start moving, like fear doesn't move with you because it's too afraid. It doesn't have mobility. So it has a mouth, but it doesn't have legs. So one of the things, and I read it, I'm really anchoring myself. There's a poem by Marianne Williamson that talks about our deepest fear. And it says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our
Absolutely.
darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your plan small, this is what we've been talking about. Your plan small does not serve the world. There's
Absolutely.
nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel uncomfortable around you. We are all meant
That's
to
true.
shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, this is this radical freedom, this radical acceptance of accepting who you are. We unconsciously give other people permission and do the same as we liberate it. As we are liberated from our own fears, our own doubts, whatever it is that you're saying I can't do right now, our presence automatically liberates others. And that's really where I'm at and where I want us to be at. Because we talked about this before. We teach our children, you can be whatever it is that you want to be in the world. What do you
That's
want to be when
right.
you grow up? You can be whatever it is that you want to be. And then somewhere along the way, we just neglect that messaging and say,
That's
no.
right.
I only can be a mother. I only can be a father. I only can do this. I only can, like, who told you that?
Exactly. Society somehow along the way, and or our parents or who knows, but I agree. So we have to push back on those feelings and be
Yes.
empowered to choose and create the lives that we are worthy of,
Yeah,
right?
and
That's the
that's
key.
courage. It takes
That's right.
courage to do that. And I know for
Yes, it
some,
does.
it's scary because you're stepping out of that comfort zone. And when there's this concept that talks about the zones we go through when we're making huge life decisions, and going through like any form of transformation, it's like after you get out of that comfort zone, the first zone you hit typically is fear.
That's right.
And because you hit the fear zone, you run back to the comfort zone. I'm comfortable here.
That's
We
right.
got a routine. I don't want to shake things up.
Right,
You know, we're
right.
good here.
We're
And you run
good.
back, but you don't grow there. You don't learn there. You don't
No.
expand there. You don't see all that you have within you there because you're
Right.
comfortable. You're playing small. But once you have the courage to step out of that fear zone, you go into the growth zone, the learning
That's
zone,
right.
where you're able to face challenges and still go. You learn and you still go. You're not
That's
running
right.
back and shrinking. So it's something again that really does start with how you're thinking, because our
Right.
thoughts really do influence it all.
Right. And I read a stat or heard a stat somewhere that says over 80% of our thoughts are negative typically
Negative.
or
Yes.
limiting. And so the key is to push those negative thoughts,
Take
and
those
lean
thoughts
into the
captive.
right. What'd you just say? You
Take
said,
your thoughts captive. You know, the Bible speaks
yes,
about that. Take your thoughts
yes.
captive. And I tell clients, put your thoughts on trial. I watch a lot of interviews, and I remember Diana Ross. She was on this show. I think it was back in like the 70s, but she was on this show, and she said, every time I have a negative thought, I then have a positive thought.
Yes,
And she said, I have to do that quickly or I'm going to believe the negative thought. But she
that's
said,
right.
I have a lot of negative thoughts. But one of the things I say is use your brain against itself, meaning if you have this what if notion of what if I fail? What if I step out there and then I feel as though I'm not giving my children all of me? What if I do this and it doesn't succeed? Shift that thing quickly and say, but
That's
what if
right.
I do it? And now my children have more than they had before, and we're living in this expansion. What if it
Yes.
succeeds? What if it goes well? What if I really come home to myself and step into this freedom and not
Yes.
allow fear to rob me of my mobility? What
That's
if?
right. What if? It's the what if with a positive. And I think it's an imagination that we have to say, what does my life, my future life look like starting today?
I
Like, how do
love
I
that.
create? Yes. How do we create the life I want, the life I love and
I love
desire
that
right
so
now?
much. I love, I had a, because as you said, I'm a production therapist as well in the television and film
Yes.
industry. And working in that space, there was a workshop I did, and it was so interesting to me. One of the participants said this, and I have to share this because of what you just said. And I never heard it like this. And I said, I'm going to share this because I think sometimes this helps us. We go back to our younger selves sometimes, and we nurture that inner child, and we pour into that inner child the things that we didn't receive, right? Which is good because it
Yes.
heals the present self and it helps you to propel forward.
Yes.
But one of the things this participant said, he said, I write letters from my 95-year-old self.
Yes.
And he said, my 95-year-old self is telling my 20-ish old self, son, do it. Go. I'm telling you it's
Yes.
worth it. Don't wait until you
Yes.
get older. Like, so he's
Yes.
tapping into his inner child, but he's also tapping into wisdom at the same time as that duality.
Yes. Yes.
And he said, you know, I want everything that my grandmother prayed that I would have. I want everything that my
Yes.
grandfather said I could do. I want
Yes.
everything that I'm envisioning, that I'm dreaming about. I want it all. And I said, and that's not selfish. Because if
No,
God
not
gave
at
you
all.
all of these gifts and talents, why leave them
Yes.
dormant because of whatever it is? Well, I need to do this, I need to do that. Redesign your life in such a way where
Yes.
you can go after it and you not neglect any parts of yourself. I had to
Yes.
redesign my life so that I can go back and forth and that my children are not experiencing neglect because of it. But I had to be intentional and redesign things. But in
Yes.
doing that, I'm choosing myself while choosing them, while choosing my community. But again, my future self, to your point, is saying, girl, you can do it.
You
And that's
can
what I
do it.
want
And
y'all to
this,
know. You can do it.
yes, you
Whatever
can do
it is, you
it.
can
What
do
you
it.
shared before we got on the call, and I was like, so tell me more about LA, Los Angeles. And you said, girl, I found this house, and you know how crazy it is finding a house in LA. And you said, it's perfect, and like all my dreams and more. And I do think that young man that you just mentioned, you know, from your production therapist space, you know, you work on films and shows, et cetera. I think it's a beautiful exercise. I've done that too, where I wrote myself a love letter from just writing myself a love letter from a, you know, from my 100-year-old self's perspective. And it was a beautiful, beautiful exercise, like a beautiful way to say. And the other thing I did was I wrote out, you know, what does my life look like? You know, if I had the life of my dreams, I'm smiling as I'm saying it
If I
because
had the life of
writing
my
it out,
dreams.
the life of my dreams, what does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it feel like? What do I see? You know, from a sensorial perspective. And doing that was like, it was so powerful because I said, okay, I can create that. Why not?
Why not? Why? Literally, I've heard that 5 times within the last 2 weeks. Why not?
Yes, why
Why
not?
not?
Right. It takes courage, though. I'm moving from Maryland after being here for umpteen years. And it's just interesting. It's like I, you know, have a room at one of my girlfriend's homes for a few, you know, however many months, and then I'll figure it out. But I have, you know, a place in Florida, and it's a I'm choosing me versus staying in Maryland because my kids are here. Like that, what I want
That's
is
so honest of you to
sunshine.
say.
Yes, well, I want sunshine, and I want to live in the sunshine. I want to be near water. That's an important thing for me. And but my point is, writing it down is a beautiful thing to do. And I love what your client said, one of the actors, I imagine.
Yeah,
I see a
yes.
hand up too. He's an actor. I
Yeah.
see a hand up. Hey, Nikki. Nikki was our guest last week. And I want to
Hi,
say,
Nikki. Hi,
Nikki.
Candace. Hi, Kelly. Hi,
Hi, Nikki's
everyone.
amazing. And Nikki, congratulations. Last Sunday, she was 98 days sober. And
Yes.
on Tuesday, I
Oh, my
thought
God.
about you.
You did. I party like a rock star on my 100th day. I tell you, baby, I got a massage.
Wonderful.
I went to see a chiropractor.
Congratulations.
I took care of
Yes.
myself. Thank you As
for
you
this.
should.
Listen, I am so worthy of it by the grace of God. I tell you, I was listening and everything you were saying. I read these three books every day, you know, these daily affirmations. Everything in today's word is what you said. Literally everything. Basically, living now, choosing yourself. Why not now? Why not you? Why not
Why not you?
today? I'm literally reading Shonda Rhimes's The Year of Yes, but the 10th anniversary edition. So this whole
Okay.
notion that yes and, right? We get to live in the yes and. I saw Dr. Vicky put your quote in there,
Yes.
Kelly, that says, I want to live what in the sunshine? What is that? Yeah. I Yes.
want to live in the sunshine. I want to live near the water. Last week I did a course for a full day called an Unreasonable Action Marathon. But it's not just in the marathon that you're doing something. It's after the marathon, what's happening in your mind, how your body and your soul are coming back together to say, now what? You did that, now what? And I got on a call with a friend and we said, oh, we stopped dreaming. We stopped dreaming big, girl.
That's it.
When did we
That's
stop
it.
dreaming big? And I said, okay, I want this house. I want a house. I've been
That's
talking about
right.
this house for a long time, but I stopped dreaming about this house. So I just went to, I call it my cousin Chat, and we started designing the house. And the house is, it's everything, right? It's all the things that I ever said I wanted on the house, in the house, around the house, because that is the vision. And if I have this in front of me, right, then I can have it for real. It's not like they people say, be realistic with your goals. There's no realistic with God. God is an unrealistic God. Like, No, not at all.
right? It's not safe. It's not normal,
That's
quote
right.
unquote. It's like, ask for the biggest. Don't go to the
It's
ocean with a
supernatural.
thimble, right? You go into it with a thimble, like, okay, let me get a little bit of water. No, go with a whole entire swimming pool to fill it up, because when you do, you still gonna have ocean left. So thank you for this message today. It is right on time. Thank you for
Thank
sharing
you
that,
for that.
Nikki.
Yeah. And I think it's so amazing that when you step out and say yes and obey quickly, how God would just flood you with favor and provision and resources and everything that you need. And that's what, you know, I'm living in, but I had to participate in it. We have to participate in it. We have to take the steps. Martin Luther King Jr. talked about the staircase, and like sometimes we don't see like the next step, but you have to take the next step. And then once you do, it's just like, you're like, wow, like all of this, yes, all of this, like dream big. Dream
Dream
big. And
big.
even in dreaming big, just know you're like, our thoughts are not his thoughts and our ways are not his ways. So even in us dreaming big, he's still gonna say bigger, right?
Exactly. And say it out loud and ask for what we
Yes.
want.
And
And
ask
you
for
said
what you
something at the
want.
very beginning, asking for assistance. You said
Yeah.
something about asking, turning our lives over to the divine, whatever people do believe in,
Yeah.
and then asking that divine for assistance is so important.
It's so
And saying
important.
it out loud, saying it
Yeah.
out loud. I
Yeah.
love that. You
Yeah.
talked about radical, we've talked about this morning a lot, radical freedom, radical freedom. And so is there a difference between radical freedom and self-care, or are they the same? Are they interwoven? How would you describe radical freedom? Exactly.
I think it is interconnected, but that radical freedom first comes from you like coming home to self, right? and
Yes.
really spending time with yourself. And I said, this is a season where I'm falling in love with myself over and over again, like I've
Oh,
never
I
had
love
before,
that.
because I'm learning myself even the more. And by me practicing this radical freedom of just like, I literally just packed up and moved. Like I'm prepared here and there, right? But I have to share this story. My mom
Please.
dropped me off at the airport, and it's connected, but my mom dropped me off at the airport from DCA going to LAX, and I had four large bags. And my mother's like, "You're only going out there for what you need all the bags?" I'm like, "It's LA, you just never know." So I had these four bags, but what she didn't know in those four bags was just household goods, because I already signed the lease, right? So then I just wanted to make sure, and this is radical freedom. I know myself, right? Practicing self-care isn't just about pampering. Practicing self-care is about boundaries. It's about
Yes.
knowing your limitations, your bandwidth. And for me, I know that I'm also a sensitive soul. So,
Yes.
and I value people, but I have to value God's opinion and dwell in the
Yes.
mind over anything. So I'm making a cross-country move to one of the most expensive states in America right now with two kids. It don't make sense. But you said something here, as it pertains, Nikki said something here too. In this season, God isn't looking for our intellect. He's looking for our obedience.
Oh,
He's not looking for our
yes.
intellect, but our obedience. We have to be less
Yes.
self-conscious and more God-conscious, and being able to say, if I jump out there, he's going to catch me. So I
That's
just
right.
jumped out there. And then when I came back, my mother was like, "Oh, I'm running late picking you up." And I'm like, "Oh, no worries." She was just like, "No, you have to get your bags, right?" And I was just like, so she's like, "By the time you get your bags, I should be outside." I'm like, "No, I'll wait." I said, "I don't have any bags. I just have a backpack." And she was just like, "I know Candace just up and moved to LA, but I was preparing her for this move. She just didn't realize it was about to happen now." Right? That's that
Yes.
radical freedom, because I trust
That's right.
myself so much
Yes.
because of the God that dwells within me that says, go. That is what self-care looks like for me, nurturing my decisions and trusting myself. I can get a
Yeah.
massage weekly. I'm getting my nails done after I jump off this call. I can do all of those
That's
things.
right.
But what's nurturing me in this season is
Yeah.
taking these leaps and jumping and trusting myself and trusting my boundaries and trusting my bandwidth. And that's
Yes.
radical freedom, because now I'm like, oh, I can do this. I can
Yes.
be a mother of two boys, do what it is that I know God sent me into this earth to do, and making sure they're well and we're not falling apart. Like, that is
Right.
freedom. But that's also for
Yes.
me self-care, because it's strengthening things within me internally. It's
I
helping me to
love it.
practice more self-trust, more self-compassion, more self-grace, and I can give that and extend that to others.
Yes.
So
Oh, that's just
I just had to jump, but it was private preparation of like, Candace, trust yourself. Trust
yes.
yourself. So now everyone else doesn't have no choice but to catch up with just these drastic changes and moves that I'm making,
That's
because I
wonderful.
signed on the dotted lines. So, but I
Oh.
consulted with God and he said, go. So that is what radical freedom looks like. So whatever it is, and self-care interconnects in that. But whatever it
Yes.
is that you're wrestling with, like, should I do this? Should I open this up? Should I step back here? Should I say yes to this? Should I stay? Go within first.
That's right.
Go within first. That's where you're going to find the freedom.
That's it. And then trusting, you said having obedience versus
Yeah.
intellect. That's so deep and so true.
Yes.
And the
Because we're
courage.
overthinkers and we
We are
intellectualize everything, and we need
everything.
all the ducks to be in a row. And there's a level of preparation on our end, but it's also utilizing wisdom and discernment, because once I took the step, all the provision, all of the favor instantly met me.
Absolutely. Oh, that happened to me this week. Was it this week? It was this week. I was praying for clarity. Well, I have clarity. I'm very clear on what I like to do, which is creating purpose-driven and impact-driven movements, right? And especially for Black people, Black women, and marginalized communities. And I was praying on that because I don't just want to go, help people sell shampoo or whatever anymore, detergent. And got a phone call about resurrecting something that means something really. That's a powerful movement from 1998, and the company wants to bring it back with an incredible organization. I just said, that was God. I literally just said it out loud the night before. And this woman called me and said, hey, can you hop on a phone call with me? We want to bring back, wrap it up. And Dr. Vicky was a big part of that as well. So it made me smile and say, what? Like, that's just from 1998 when it started. They want to bring
He's
it
a
back.
redeemer of time.
And I thought, praise God, that would be an amazing client. And yes, happy to help. But anyway, there's a question, and our almost at times is Candace, can you share what was the thing that made you decide about the moves and how you were able to do a bi-coastal by faith? Great
That's
question.
such a great question. That's such a great question.
Yes.
So the last few years, every time I'm in LA, God has just been speaking to me and preparing me for this transition. And it's something that Kelly, you said about I want to live in the sun, right? I think majority of times, and this is just my personal belief, here, that our spirit knows before our intellect knows, right? It's something that sometimes is unexplainable, but I think Kelly, you put it in beautiful words when you said, I want to live in the sunshine. But you know how your body responds when you're in the sunshine, you know how your mind responds. So for me, every time I was in LA, there was this great sense of home, right? And I couldn't explain it 3 years ago, but I just knew there's something here, that there's a need here,
Like
and
a
I'm the
tugging.
solution. I'm the solution for that. Like, there's something, whenever something is frustrating you, I'm learning it's because you have the solution to whatever that need is.
That's
So
nice.
it was like my work just kept pulling me to LA, pulling me to LA. And God said, you're not going to be able to sustain this long term. You need a home base here. And every time I would go out, it's just like, and God has a way of shifting and molding us into the direction we need to go, and we just, again, have to agree quickly and be obedient. And for me, the last few trips, I said, I feel the same thing Kelly does when it comes, and I know Dr. Vicky feels this way too. The water grounds me.
Me too.
Sunshine grounds me. And I deserve and need a regulated nervous system. And I need stability and I need sustainability. And my children need that too. And I had to start preparing my children. I had to start preparing my family in increments, right? Because again, I said earlier, I'm a sensitive soul. I don't like too much of this is a lot for me and overstimulates me. But I started to prepare, and I asked God how to prepare this for this move, not just physically, but relationally as well. And by faith, I just had this strong knowing that I am going to take this jump and this leap, and that God already prepared LA for me. He prepared
That's
the people,
awesome.
he prepared the resources. And that's where our faith comes in at, because on the outside looking in, it didn't make sense, right? You got a mortgage here in Maryland, you about to pick up a lease here in LA. It doesn't make sense sometimes what God does. But again, that's why I said his thoughts are not our thoughts, his ways are not our ways. But even if it
That's
doesn't
right.
even make sense, and I'm not just talking about others. To me, I was trying to make sense of this. God, how are we going to do this, right? But then he said, I need, again, like I said earlier, I need your faith in me to be stronger than your intellect in you. And I just knew that this is where I'm supposed to be. And this is the best way I can explain it. And I
That's
pray I'm
beautiful.
making sense.
You
And it's
are.
just like my spirit just knew. And whenever you are being shifted somewhere, whenever your seasons are shifting, you're going to see the manifestation of favor and resources and wisdom. Like God just was
Yes.
giving me wisdom that I know. I'm like, I'm smart, but I ain't that smart. Like I'm
Right.
smart, but like the way God, you're dropping how I'm like I and everything just
Yes.
starts to align. And that's when you know
Yes.
you're doing and you're going where you're supposed to go. And it
That's
goes back
right.
to everything that we're talking about today. In order for me to do this, I have to be vulnerable. I have to be courageous. I have to say where I need assistance, where I don't need like,
Yes.
but again, I nurtured those things, but I trust myself so much now because of the private times with God that I know how to advocate for myself and articulate what it is that I need so that I am safely and comfortably able to go back and forth. So, okay, thank you. I'm so
Yes.
glad I was making sense. Because sometimes things don't make sense to people, and sometimes it didn't make sense to me at first. I'm like, God, how am I'm going to do this? And can I say something real quick? Because I know we're
Yes,
running up on time.
please.
I'm very vulnerable, very transparent. I'm going to say this because I love y'all. I was looking at apartments in LA, and people were like, "Oh, you're not going to find nothing less for 4,000 a month. It's going to be 3,000, 4,000, right?" And I'm looking at things, and I'm like, "Lord, my bank account does not match a bi-coastal move right now, but you're telling me to look. This is the obedience. This is stepping out. This is doing
Yes.
things you're afraid." And God said to me, "I need you to look at places and tell me where you want to be. And I
Yes.
also need you to look at places and not focus on what's in your bank account now, but focus
Right.
on what I showed you in your dreams."
Yes.
And I
Oh.
started applying, started doing all the things, got the lease, and I was just in on that airplane. And I was freaking out a little bit, just a little bit, just like this much. And I'm like, God, how I'm gonna do this? And as soon as I landed, as soon as I landed, I checked my email and I got an email from one of the top television and film studios in LA saying, "Can you work with us?" Which now covers my rent and my mortgage for the next 6 to 8 months. But
Yes.
that was obedience and just stepping out and
Yes.
just saying, I'm gonna do this afraid. But by
That's
choosing
right.
me, guess who benefits from this decision? My children, my
Yes.
community,
Yes.
right?
All the people that you will be
All the
working with
people
to
that I'm gonna
help.
be work. Yes. But like Braxton said, Bryson, she's leaving for us, right?
Oof.
So that God said,
This,
I
and
just needed
God
you to
spoke through your
trust me.
7-year-old, your little
He
7-year-old
used a
you.
7 year because I was about to fall apart. I was about to fall apart. I was just like, oh, the mom guilt. Like maybe I'm making the wrong
Yes.
decision. And Braxton said, no, she's leaving for us. And that was
Look at
God
that, the
speaking
baby's
through him
words.
out of the mouth of babes. So I hope I and pray I answered that question because
Yes,
sometimes
you
we just have
did.
to do it afraid. And remember, fear has a mouth, it doesn't have legs. So it's not going to go with you.
Ooh, you have
So
preached a whole sermon this morning. And leaning into fear is such a huge thing. It's like do it when you're scared. That's the key. And know that God has the net. There's a
yes,
net.
there's a
Look at
net.
all these people. There's a net. Always
Yes.
God's the net. So I love all these comments. I want to read them. I want to turn
Oh, I
over to
love
Dr.
that.
Vicky. God specializes in things that look crazy.
Yes, he does. Everybody thought Noah was crazy
Yes.
until it started raining, right?
Right. Exactly. Agree with God quickly. Dr. Vicky says, absolutely beautiful. Fear has a mouth that doesn't have legs. Fear can't
Yes.
go with you. That is
You can't. It's
phenomenal.
too afraid. Like, and it's
That's
like once
right.
you really look at how your emotions are showing up for you, I had to realize that, like, okay, when fear shows up, how do I address it? Because the Bible speaks about, God not giving us the spirit of fear. If you have a spirit of something, that means you're operating in it, but you're
That's
human.
right.
So we're going to
That's right.
experience fear, but experiencing fear and operating in it, having a spirit is two different things.
Two
Because if you
different
are
things.
operating in something, that means it's controlling, it's taking over you. So
That's
again,
right.
if you're operating in the spirit of fear, it's going to rob you of your mobility. But if you're feeling it, our feelings are fickle. Like speak back to that and then go and then
Yes.
move and then make the decision.
Move quickly. And lean into it once we are obedient. I would
Yes.
ask for assistance. Oh, you said so many amazing things.
Yeah.
I agree, Alicia. Thank you for being here. I love you, ladies. Needed this today. I do too. I did need this today. So
Hey,
you are
Alicia.
incredible, Candace. And
Yeah.
I love you so much for being
I
here and
love you.
everybody
I
for
love
being
all of
here. Just
you. Thank
me
you.
too. Thank you for being here again. Your energy is incredible. I'm so excited for your move and to hear more about how it's going and all your Good Morning America. Let us know when you're going to
Thank
be on
you.
so we can
I
cheer for
will.
you.
I
That would be
will.
amazing. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know we're out of time. We're going to turn it over to Dr. Vicky, who will close us out today. And thanks again for being here. Appreciate you.
Good morning, Candace. Thank you so much. This was
Sis.
really powerful. Thank you, Kelly and Dee, for consistently bringing us together to be empowered and inspired. God, we thank you for this day that you have given to us. We choose to rejoice and give you glory. Thank you for Candace and her journey and her transparency and her willingness to share her experiences so that we could move forward in ours. Continue to be a blessing in us, through us, as us. Thank you for favor that has gone before Candace. Thank you that she's inspired somebody else to make a decision today to trust you with all of their heart and lean not to their own understanding. And in all of our ways, we're encouraged today to acknowledge you because you will direct our paths. Help us to agree quickly so we can have peace, and good that you have assigned to our lives will come looking for us. We thank you again for this space, this community. Continue to be a blessing to every household represented on this call, in this community, every mother, every father. Bless our children, continue to protect them, continue to give us wisdom as we train them up in the way that they should go. And God, we believe that even as they are growing older, they will remember and not depart from the purpose for which they were born. Now bless us the rest of this day, the rest of this week, and bring us back together again on next Sunday at the same time. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Amen. See you next week, everyone.
Amen. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye.
Appreciate you all.